Module 4B. Listening. Page 60. Exercise 2A. Paper 4, Part 3. Multiple matching. You will hear five different people giving their reasons for taking up a sport. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
My first parachute jump was the scariest thing I'd ever done. Nothing prepares you for falling out of a plane at 180 kilometres an hour. After all, you can't turn back if you change your mind, can you? When it came to actually jumping, I got very nervous. I had no choice but to do it, though, because the whole point was to get people to give donations to a medical research organisation. If I hadn't jumped, I wouldn't have got any money for them. Once back on the ground, I realised I'd loved it, and that was the beginning of my big hobby, much to the amazement of my friends and family.
Speaker 2.
I grew up surrounded by water. You could see the Atlantic from my bedroom window, and yet I'd never learnt to swim. See, I just never fancied it, even though my parents and brother swam like fish. But I finally signed up for a 5-week beginner's course at the age of 35. I mean, not because I'd changed my mind about wanting to swim, but just so that I could see the expressions of amazement on my kids' faces. It was worth suffering those awful lessons just for that. But I must admit that even now, I'd much rather relax at the poolside and watch them splashing about.
Speaker 3.
I took up skiing while I was living abroad. I absolutely loved it from the word go. The scenery, of course, the sense of speed and complete focus on the task. It's fantastic exercise, too. I hadn't expected to enjoy it, though. In fact, I had to be talked into doing it by my friends. They'd all skied since they were very small and kept on at me until I agreed to give it a go. I'm much older now and obviously not as fit as I used to be, but if I could find the money, I'd like to take the kids and see if I can still do it.
Speaker 4.
I'm not really into risky sports, but I enjoyed snorkelling and quite fancied getting a closer look at exotic fish. My main motive for taking up scuba diving, though, to be honest, is because my boyfriend Tony said I wouldn't be able to do it. I tend to panic, you see, and in scuba diving you have to remain totally calm, or things can get very dangerous. It took me ages to gain the confidence to do it, but I was determined to show Tony that he was wrong. So I persevered, and I've now passed all my exams, and we're off on a diving holiday together soon.
Speaker 5.
When I was younger and much fitter, I was really into football in a big way. Not just playing it, but, you know, going to every Liverpool home match, watching it on TV, and when I wasn't doing this, I was on the computer playing these games like the one called FIFA and so on. I don't play football competitively anymore, but I do still enjoy a kick around with my mates or my kids. It's the only way I can really unwind, actually. I have a really stressful job, and football just helps me to switch off and think of something else.
Now listen again.
Speaker 1.
My first parachute jump was the scariest thing I'd ever done. Nothing prepares you for falling out of a plane at 180 kilometres an hour. After all, you can't turn back if you change your mind, can you? When it came to actually jumping, I got very nervous. I had no choice but to do it, though, because the whole point was to get people to give donations to a medical research organisation. If I hadn't jumped, I wouldn't have got any money for them. Once back on the ground, I realised I'd loved it, and that was the beginning of my big hobby, much to the amazement of my friends and family.
Speaker 2.
I grew up surrounded by water. You could see the Atlantic from my bedroom window, and yet I'd never learnt to swim. See, I just never fancied it, even though my parents and brother swam like fish. But I finally signed up for a 5-week beginner's course at the age of 35. I mean, not because I'd changed my mind about wanting to swim, but just so that I could see the expressions of amazement on my kids' faces. It was worth suffering those awful lessons just for that. But I must admit that even now, I'd much rather relax at the poolside and watch them splashing about.
Speaker 3.
I took up skiing while I was living abroad. I absolutely loved it from the word go. The scenery, of course, the sense of speed and complete focus on the task. It's fantastic exercise, too. I hadn't expected to enjoy it, though. In fact, I had to be talked into doing it by my friends. They'd all skied since they were very small and kept on at me until I agreed to give it a go. I'm much older now and obviously not as fit as I used to be, but if I could find the money, I'd like to take the kids and see if I can still do it.
Speaker 4.
I'm not really into risky sports, but I enjoyed snorkeling and quite fancied getting a closer look at exotic fish. My main motive for taking up scuba diving, though, to be honest, is because my boyfriend Tony said I wouldn't be able to do it. I tend to panic, you see, and in scuba diving you have to remain totally calm, or things can get very dangerous. It took me ages to gain the confidence to do it, but I was determined to show Tony that he was wrong. So I persevered, and I've now passed all my exams, and we're off on a diving holiday together soon.
Speaker 5.
When I was younger and much fitter, I was really into football in a big way. Not just playing it, but, you know, going to every Liverpool home match, watching it on TV, and when I wasn't doing this, I was on the computer playing these games like the one called FIFA and so on. I don't play football competitively anymore, but I do still enjoy a kick around with me mates or me kids. It's the only way I can really unwind, actually. I have a really stressful job, and football just helps me to switch off and think of something else.